singing voice warmed up. This shit's for God.
This one's for you, Jesus. This one's for you, baby.
Oh yeah, you can tell that's coming from the soul. That's from my soul, baby.
I'm sitting up in church, we just kicking the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's nice, I'm daydreaming about the day we'll meet in heaven. Yeah, Jesus, ain't that right? Oh, you're looking so toned up on that cross. Got a sleek swimmer's body, nothing soft on Jesus. The body of Christ is what I'm seeing. Ooh, Jesus, wanna be him. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, who's gonna save me? You, Jesus, baby, take me, baby. Take me to the place that I need to be. By your side, alright, gonna wash your feet. Ooh, skin so soft, feeling so nice. This is really gonna rock, keep me warm at night. I wanna feel you deep inside me, Jesus. Shut up the lights, yeah, 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 that's alright. I wanna get down on my knees and please Jesus. Yes, cause my man, Jesus needs it. Get your salvation all over my face. Yeah, baby, complete it. Ooh, I'm a heathen, chastise me, baptize me. Teach me how to be a neighbor. Jesus, baby, I'm your waiter. Coming here to serve you now and later. One time, two times, three times, my savior. Just don't walk out that door tonight. Come on, Jesus, lift the sheets, hit the lights. I used to pray to you and I would write you letters. Do you remember it? Ooh, babe, I can feel you trembling. Don't be scared. This is between you and me, Jesus. I wanna believe it, make me believe it. You know I need it, and I know you need it. So let's both achieve it, and let's go for it, Jesus.
I'll be your number one sunbeam, I'll bring joy. When my stream hits the lips of every little boy. So put your crown on the dresser, stop your fretting. I'll massage away every single bit of your stress. And let me teach you a lesson for once. Give you a hug, toss your shirt off for a lesson in love. Come on, don't be afraid, wear your loincloth, your spare one. I'll braid your hair, son, I don't care. Cause I'm throwing you a party, let's get loud. It must be dirty in those clouds, let me wash your shroud. Gonna make you look nice, gonna please you once, then twice. That's the real second coming of Christ, feel me? I know you will, cause we're so like-minded. Let's hop in the shower, do the water, the wine trick. Let your cares go free, don't be embarrassed. See, we were made to be together, just you and me.
Yeah, Jesus, baby, have my baby. I know you got some, you can do it, boy. Have my baby, yeah. Look, kind of Joseph, just like your father. Put it in the cradle, rock it, rock it. All night long, put on a song till it falls asleep. So, Jesus, wave your magic wand and give yourself some ovaries. Have my baby, please.
The whistles go,
woo-hoo! It's down, exploded up with hot piss!
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink tragic lodge. Get up over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full-blown AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy.
Eat my God!
This one's for you, Jesus! Babe Breaks to Metin with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great show for you today, kind of, I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm posting the show late. There are some technical problems, and then I wanted to post a Sideshow exclusive video. So if you're Sideshow freaks, you got that just a few hours ago. Do have a great show for you, though, now. It's late at night. It's DV up all night. You know, yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, I was freaking out. I'm pissed off at Rob Peters, you know, the bi slave sissy fag boy, because I was on the internet. I Googled his name. And there's like thousands of pages, and he just wants people to out him, degrade him. They really, he doesn't care, but he won't talk to me, and that pissed me off. At any rate, Corey found an interesting fetish. I don't know what this has to do with Rob Peters, but somehow he linked it together and sent me what is known as birth role playing. Here is some information. From one birther. I guess this person just set up a web page because he or she is into birth. I'm sorry, I fucking blew out my throat. Oh, it hurts so bad. I was screaming earlier today. Doing shit. Oh, it hurts. All right. The title of this page is Childbirth Fetish. Would you like to see me like this? And there's a woman in stirrups, basically, and a doctor between her legs ripping out a cunt turd. I'm lying on the delivery table screaming as I'm trying to push my huge baby out. Would you like to be the doctor between my legs? Would you like to deliver my baby as I'm helplessly lying flat on my back, suffering in pain? You do not care that the birth hurts a lot. Maybe you even enjoy seeing the pain in my face. Oh, yes, the birth is difficult, you say. It will be very painful. You'll have to do many painful things to me during the delivery. Again and again, like, yeah, snip your vagina open with scissors. So the baby's head can fit. Again and again, I see you putting on a fresh pair of gloves, stepping between my legs, trying to deliver my baby in this difficult birth. Then you put on a pair of very long gloves. I scream. What are you going to do now? Painkillers? You laugh about painkillers. I will get none. C-section? I will have to push the baby out. Vacuum extractor? Really? There's such a thing as that? Forceps? Oh, yes, they might be necessary. Or maybe you'll simply use your hands. Other complications? Oh, yes. Maybe you have to turn the baby inside of me. What? Maybe it's stuck, and it'll be a lot of work to get it out. If you like pain, screaming, leg holders, examination gloves, longer examination gloves, very long examination gloves, vacuum extraction, forceps, internal version... And then in parentheses, that means rotating. The bright or room lamp shining between my legs, my widespread open pussy, difficult births, painful births, screaming, hollering, writhing, and thrashing around. All sorts of complications. If you are strict, maybe even unfriendly, a bit sadistic, enjoy pain, then contact me. If you do not like pain-free births, water birth painkillers, epidurals, C-sections... comforting, relaxing music. If you are not too friendly, caring, or sympathetic, hit me up via Yahoo Messenger. So there you go. That's someone who is into having painful births and turning it into a sex thing. Cuckoo. Speaking of sex, I found something kind of funny on XTube, and it's not a video or anything like that. And really, if you visit any adult website, this will probably happen to you. On the very bottom corner... like a little chat box will pop up, kind of like a Facebook chat, you know, thing. And there'll be a girl on there saying, "Hey, you're in Columbus, aren't you?" Or, "Hey, what's happening in Columbus? Have a good holiday." And it's, you know, it's an ad, basically. But they make it look like a chat. The newest one is ridiculous because they start making fun of you. If you don't, because you don't respond, obviously, it's just an ad. So yeah, the first message is, "Hey, what's going on in Dublin, you horny? I'm just sitting here fingering my pussy. What are you, a faggot?" Like that, they literally said that. "Are you a fag?" Because you're not responding to me. And then the last one was like, "I hope not all guys are jerks like you." This woman just had an entire conversation with me. She's not even real. And she knows a lot about me. I felt bad afterwards. I was like, I really should have responded. I'm not rude. All right, a couple pieces of audio, and then we will get into the news here. The first one is actually from XTube. This broad is... now, I don't think these are real at all, but this girl is getting fucked by a guy, and she's calling her boyfriend on the phone to tell him about it.
"Oh, God, he's licking me so good.
You can sort of hear him in the
God.
You can hear him in the background there.
Oh, he's so much better than this new. Oh my God.
This is the type of girl that would call me a fag on XTube. Bitch.
Oh, you're right.
The problem is, you know, she doesn't put him on speakerphone. That's the problem. I want to hear what this guy has to say.
"Oh, you can sort of hear him there. I'm your best friend right now, and I'm enjoying the fuck out of myself. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, here it's more. Oh, yeah, you hear that?"
She puts the phone down to his penis. She's riding him cowgirl style.
"You know, I should get a fucking webcam so you can watch it by your desk.
Oh, it's really hot. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Oh my god.
What she's trying to accomplish is she's getting off.
Oh, you have no idea how good it feels. And his face, he's definitely enjoying himself.
It's supposed to be his friend.
Oh, yeah, right. You can't take him. What are you talking about?
Fuck you. I'm gonna fucking start with you. I'm gonna knock the fucking ass you out.
Oh, fuck. Right. Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna knock the shit out of you.
Fuck you. You fucking
what a very nice pussy. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all fake, and I can't understand this guy. One more clip, and then we'll get in the news. This woman is it's a news blooper. She's having a hard time getting through the story here because it involves the word cock.
Massive cockfighting operation in
massive
San Diego,
cock.
California, Saturday, and discovered nearly 2,000.
The audio is shit on this, isn't it?
Believed to be one of the largest cockfighting operations in the West. The Humane Society found the cocks in cages. Authorities found also seized cockfighting paraphernalia, including vitamins and sharp metal blades that are fastened to the legs of the cocks. And it really is horrible. Fortunately, many of those.
It really is horrible.
Now, chicken sandwiches.
Back at home, the weather has been wonderful, but if you're planning to get outdoors tomorrow,
get back on track.
Chad and Johnson standing by to rescue us. Can you take it away, please?
Yeah, this looks like an
Thank
old...
Thank you, Jamie. Well, we did luck out on the weather this weekend. It was absolutely beautiful.
Okay, very good. We're all having a good laugh. This clip, more than anything, annoyed me with a shitty audio. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. It's a bargain. Full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done over 1,000, probably like 1,600 at this point. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Yesterday, I did an exclusive show for you. Just posted a video. Grab both of those things right now when you sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The dismembered, partially cooked corpse of a missing man has been found in a Berlin apartment where prosecutors believe he was killed after a sex game spiraled out of control. Now, I understand when you are horned up, you know, in the throes of passion, you know, things can get weird. You say things that you wouldn't normally say. You might lick things you wouldn't normally lick or whatever, but to kill someone and eat them or whatever, that's going too far. The BZ Daily reported Wednesday that the deceased, Karsten Schrock, was found with his limbs expertly carved off with either an axe or a large knife. The body pieces were then wrapped in plastic bags and cling wrap and left to sit in the two-room flat for around 3 weeks. His head was found partially cooked by police. Prosecutors on the case told the BZ they believe the victim was murdered for sexual pleasure. Owner of the apartment is a 43-year-old man identified as Michael S., who was rescued by paramedics after trying to take his own life. He probably came out of his fucking Viagra and meth, you know, days and realized what he did. The unemployed Berliner attempted to open a main vein before calling the emergency services minutes later. It was only upon the arrival of the paramedics that the gruesome truth began to come to light. The paramedics contacted police, who arrived at the scene to find not only Michael S. bathed in blood, but the body parts of his occasional sex partner, Schrock, dotted around the residence. Officials questioned the man in Jesus Christ, I fucked up my voice. I don't know why. I think when I was doing the, this one's for you, Jesus, but my throat hurt. Like, I physically hurt myself. God damn it. Where are we at here? Schrock was reported missing by his partner January 2nd, according to the gay news portal, queer.de. The bank manager, who reportedly worked part-time at a Berlin gay sauna called The Boiler, finished his shift behind the bar on the evening of New Year's Day. He then took out a large sum of money from a nearby cash point, possibly to help Michael S. pay off debts or to exchange for sex. Srock then rang his partner to say that he had other arrangements and would not be returning home that night. The next day, the phone had been turned off. It did not take long for us to narrow the search down to 43-year-old Michael S., a police spokesman said. He also added that investigators had discovered that the pair had apparently agreed to partake in sex games beforehand. An autopsy later confirmed that the two men had taken part in sexual activity together. There was semen all up in that guy's asshole. Exact time of death remains, however, unclear. So there you go. What type of sex games involve cooking one another? It's extreme.
Extreme!
Yeah, second story we have for you today. Oh, Jesus Christ. I hate talking about Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus was reportedly devastated after photos of her with a racy birthday cake. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen the picture, but Miley was at a birthday party, and there was a penis-shaped cake, and so she posed near the cake with, like, her mouth open or, like, licking the tip of the penis or something like that. The former Disney star posed next to a penis-shaped cake that she ordered for her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, and the pictures were plastered all over the web. Why doesn't she understand that, if she's out in public or with friends who have cameras or phones, the pictures are going to get out there? Wasn't she smoking a doobie or something? Or a bong or something a couple years ago? Miley immediately began taking heat for the racy photos, but had Liam there to calm her down. Quote, she was extremely embarrassed when the penis cake photos were released. She was having a fit that was only settled by Liam, who calmed her down and made her realize the funny side of the situation, an insider said. Miley Cyrus has seemingly been trying to stay out of trouble over the past few months. However, it seems the media is always there to catch every little thing that she does. Ooh. Luckily for Cyrus, I'm sorry. Did you see that? I just spit. Big spit wad went flying out of my mouth. All right. I'm recording this show today, by the way, freaks. Videocast. So maybe you might get to see me spitting. What a treat. Luckily for Cyrus, she has an amazing boyfriend, Liam. What the fuck is this website? Where am I getting this? Is this real news? Yeah, luckily she has an amazing boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, who knows how to tease the tension. Oh, I'm sorry, how to ease the tension. He has started teasing Miley about it in a loving way. Yeah, he pulls out his penis and says, hey, let's pretend my cock is a cake. Lick it. All right, yeah, he started teasing Miley about it in a loving way and has actually made her laugh about the ridiculousness of the picture, the source added. It sounds like Miley Cyrus is a keeper. Liam Hemsworth is a dreamboat. All right, so there you go. I can't believe I read that story. Look, it was a slow news day. What can I say? Final story we have for you today. A new taste for eating elephant meat. Oh, God. Everything from trunks to sex organs has emerged in Thailand and could pose a new threat to the survival of the species. I love elephant cock! Wildlife officials told the Associated Press that they were alerted to the practice after finding two elephants slaughtered last month in a national park. The poachers took away the elephant's sex organs. It could have been for witchcraft, you never know, and trunks for human consumption. How do you know it was for human consumption? You don't know that. People, huh? People and their assumptions. You know what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me. I just came up with that. Very clever. I thought it would be great to get a couple elephant trunks, right? And then use them as sweatpants. Like each trunk would be a leg. And that would be very comfortable. Just a thought, see? That's one way you could use an elephant trunk that is not eating it. All right. Poachers typically just remove tusks, which are most commonly found on Asian male elephants, and fetch thousands of dollars on the black market. A market for elephant meat, however, could lead to killing of the wider elephant population. Well, look, if you're already killing elephants for their tusks, why not use the rest of the elephant, right? Or can you just remove their tusks without killing them? I don't know. Consuming elephant meat is not common in Thailand, but some Asian cultures believe consuming animals' reproductive organs can boost sexual prowess. just get a fucking PostiVac. If you have trouble getting an erection, get some Viagra or a vacuum pump. Boom, you're done. All right, that's pretty much the whole story. That's it. I can't talk anymore. My voice is killing me. Literally, it's physically hurting me today. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, I am going to be very quiet here as you talk to me. Please don't be stupid.
Listening to one of your old Sex Acid Tuesdays, the rerun that you did.
Yeah.
I think it was the Furry Buffet. And a guy, the narrator, when he says, you know, all animals have two boobies.
Yes.
Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, who the fuck says boobies anymore? If you're 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, 4 year olds do.
Fucking mentally retarded, mongoloid, Down syndrome fuck. All right. Nobody says boobies. You say tits. You know, the dogs have two tits like humans. They got two jugs.
Yeah.
Two Winnebagos. Whatever.
What?
Anything but boobies.
All right. He doesn't like the term
hey,
boobies.
Sam, it's Matt in Kansas.
Hello, Matthew.
Texas, picking up my car that blew up over Christmas. And since I'm down here in the Hill Country, I was going to pick up some Dublin Dr. Pepper, but it turns out you have to go directly to Waco.
Yes,
because people were coming into Waco and they were buying up cases and cases of it, and they were stocking up there.
I've been reading, you know, I haven't been following soda news like I should, but there's some craziness going on with Dr. Pepper. I think they shut down Dublin Dr. Pepper, so they're not going to be able to sell Dublin Dr. Pepper anymore, and that's very sad.
Hey, this is Shite So Freak Jesus, and. I got an order from Adam and Eve. I used the coupon code.
Good boy.
At the pussy bucket and the went ahead and for the went ahead and got the anus one too. Why not?
Okay.
I'm thinking about getting some more too because I just had this awesome idea of they're hollow, you know.
Yes.
They're like putting them over a sink faucet, you know, especially the pushy one.
Okay. Sure. I mean, whatever.
Get your water.
Just keep using coupon code FREAK.
Hey, Sam Hansen, this is Moral Fresh.
What the fuck?
Hey, I just listened to your January 12th video and fired you off an email regarding the videos not showing up on the iPhone. And of course, like I've done the iPhone, that the iPhone has just changed everything around. So as soon as I went to the videos and looked at other...
Wow, this guy's phone blows. Next up.
Hello, Cupid, Jimmy Boo, White Man, Wolf. This is the Brown Man speaking. And you played a clip about like that lady who's like a sniff, like she's like just love sniffing gasoline.
Yes.
And I love like the smell of like alcohol and like.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, like I was majoring in like. Chemical engineering and like in my chem class, like I just love the smell of chemicals and stuff. It's probably a good thing that I switched.
Yeah, and it's not about getting high.
But,
it's just
yeah,
you know.
Really, like ammonia. Ammonia is really good too. But if it's like really strong, then like you know it starts
like Windex,
like melting your esophagus. And shit.
Yeah, it is good.
Or like acid really clear up your sinuses and stuff. But anyways, I'm like it showed her like filling up her like gas.
Yeah.
Gasoline, and then you're just like, you know, she put her finger on the gas handle and like sniffed it. It's not a gas handle, you fuck. It's a nozzle.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't think of the word.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Timmy Boo.
Sometimes I, you know, it's hard to talk.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. As you know, right now in Ohio, it is the snowpocalypse.
What?
And of course, no one can drive, but last night. It was, like, really late, and I was driving on ice, and I hydroplaned.
Well, I don't think you were hot. Were you hydroplaning, or were you just sliding on ice? There's a difference.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hydroplaning is when it's just water.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's
not frozen.
Here over here. What the fuck, man? $6.99? Have you lost your fucking mind? I don't think people are going to be paying that. And I don't know why the fuck I'm complaining, because I don't pay. I only listen to the police side.
Yeah, I mean, you don't pay $5, let alone $6. What are you...
You know, Tim, it's really awesome that... Put the link to the frequency thing in all your show notes.
All right, look, I'm having look, one thing at a time, people.
Candle be wrecked, black hole, and is not.
One day, everything will be operational.
I love your show. Every time I listen to Distorted View, I laugh so hard, I fall out of my chair.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking. And finally today...
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling because this is why I think stupid, superstitious people are retarded. That Duran Duran song played after the accident.
Yes.
So why would you think that, hearing that song means something bad is going to happen?
You know what happened? Right after I played Ordinary World for you? Actually, I sang Ordinary World for you. Joe Paterno died. Yeah, that's right. The Ordinary World probably killed him. So there you go. The jinx is still in effect. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Extreme!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'll mention his name, okay? Yep. Attaboy, thank you. And give my best to Timmy Boo Henson. Okay, thank you. They watch it on YouTube, and they listen to me, and they just fell in love with Jolly Joe Timmer. Timmy Boo Henson. He does have cerebral palsy, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's got his laptop with him, and he just loves the Jolly Joe Timmer Show. Timmy Boo Henson. All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Timmy. Timmy Boo Henson. It is sunny 1100 here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Get out.